G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the 2 minute warning out of round 8. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and most importantly of all, tell your mates. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Great to be here today. I was just craving my chicken sticks.
Oh, yeah?
Tell you what, the bloke behind the counter, I'm not sure of his name, one of the few I haven't been greeted with a smile, but I always request sauce, and it's almost like I'm offending him for adding sauce to these pre-frozen chili strips that he's purchased from a box. I'm like, mate,
they're just the standard ones.
They're as dry as a nun's. Just bloody give me some sauce, and down they go. But every time, the eyes roll, and off he goes.
They're not the cream of the offering. The downstairs, they do an excellent banh mi.
No, even the teriyaki and stuff, but it's too early in the morning for me to have a sufficient lunch, so that's why I stick with a couple
of chicken
sticks.
It's your mid-range Bay Marie. Yeah. Chicken strip.
Correct,
And you've gone the chili sauce by a mistake a few times, haven't you?
No, I'm now full-time. I'm a full-timer.
Oh, hello.
Trying to train the sphincter.
Yeah, right.
How's that going?
No good at all.
I think you get more into your hot sauce as you get older. There's like a hot sauce shop in Melbourne. I order stuff from there.
Do you? M's a hot, like, would have chili, but I do the cooking. And the chili doesn't get put in until right at the end, once I've taken my portion out of anything I make.
It's a garnish, it's not in the meal.
I don't know about you, Zave, but I received some correspondence over the weekend, some concern about our man over here, hygienic issues.
Funnily you say that, because I'm pretty big in the sort of Pilates world.
Oh, no, you're right. Almost an influencer.
Is that the area you've been
in?
We're on the same wave.
Apparently our man Nick turned up to a Pilates session in his tights, thinking he's got everything covered. He's doing his downward dog. Is that what you're doing, Pilates?
Yeah, downward dog.
He's on the reformer,
stretching out. Yeah. And the whole time, he had a giant snot bubble
hanging across
his head. Hanging across the beard.
Yeah, it was just, I blew my nose before. I told you this 2 minutes ago, so you did not hear this from anyone.
instructor.
It was just a little bit. I got home and Liz is like, what's that in your beard? So I blew my nose before the class.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Just a little
that
bit of a snot.
That is disgusting. Like, be better.
And what about two, though?
You don't look at everyone else in Pilates, you just get into your work.
People are looking at you, mate.
It's a safe space, safe.
Yeah, I know, that's why I go. But another thing we've got to run with, I don't know if they've seen the puffer jacket too much with the streamer on him.
I know, he's very Melbourne today, isn't he?
This is a good, mate. This is a sought after
item. It's the one morning a year he can wear it.
Yeah.
It's a bit chilly.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah. No, I'm getting worse in my old age in terms of, like, I always used to scoff at people wearing jumpers, and now every day, drop half a degree.
Can you imagine, Nick, if he was Victorian? Like, he would live in Fitzroy or Brunswick.
Smoke joints full time.
He would smoke in joints. He'd be working as a barista, for sure, in some trendy cafe near a park somewhere.
Talking about what we just mentioned, there was something over the weekend that I was going to do a story on today. I thought it was the Nimbin Mardi Gras.
Okay.
So Nimbin is the...
Yeah, Nimbin's the... Chuff capital, the wheat capital
of Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Right.
Yeah, just outside of Byron Bay.
Yep.
I was like, gee, that's a combo. The Mardi Gras into Nimbin would be on for young and old.
Yeah.
It was the Mardi Gras. So there was an extra S on it. So it wasn't anything to do with the Mardi Gras. It was just a celebration of all things wheat.
They just embracing
it. I just completely misunderstood what was going on there. But anyway.
Nick was actually there.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
Well, they wanted to hair test him this morning. He's come in nice and tight shave.
There's none of that. Mate, no, there's no chance. So, footy. Good. Good footy on the weekend, right?
Good. Yeah, mostly good.
Well, this weekend coming up, all the top A sides play each other.
Is that right?
Yeah, and all the bottom 10.
Isn't that funny when that happens? Mm. Out of nowhere.
Apparently it's only happened, it's like two or three times in 10, 20 years.
You've got a couple of obscure ones, like Collingwood 9th v West Coast.
Yeah, no one thought that was coming.
That counts. You're right, Nick. I'm surprised you've done your one bit of research for the week. You looked at the next week's games.
He's checked, like, Twitter or something 5 minutes ago.
Who tweeted it?
There's no way.
I saw it on...
He didn't do it.
Champion Data.
No, what's that? First crack. My first crack
so
is a show.
Who's on first crack?
Kingy.
Kingy.
Yep.
And
sometimes Lee Montagna.
Lee Montagna is normally. Hutto is typically
on there.
Yeah, no, I've never seen it, but I thought you were referring to the one on the Wednesday I think Sam Landsberg.
Oh, the journo one, yeah. I reckon Landsberger does a great job.
Yeah. Is that? Have you watched really that? You mentioned
it. I tend to catch it because I typically at work we'll have 7 on and then Fox Footy on. So I typically catch it and just be like, oh, here we go. Yeah, but right. What have you got? You're excited?
Well, that just triggered me. The journalist off we're having at the moment around East Coast v. West Coast.
This is Harley Reid contract.
This is manufactured by you two idiots. This is
Have you not seen your Twitter?
What? I check in every now and then.
Yeah, whenever there's a comment or two, it's always referring back to, as we've referred to, the dick swinging contest between Tom Morris and Ryan Daniels.
Well, people are now just tagging us in each other's stuff.
Mate, the runners come out. The runner from the McGowan Wall on the border and said, Tom Morris is approaching.
Correct.
Come straight to your desk.
At the moment, it's 15 all. So Morris went with the Darcy.
Yeah, yep.
Bang. Then Morris went with Draper and a hamstring out. Rhino came over the top and said, mate, that's not correct.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that's not correct.
And then passive aggressively tweeted his own tweet to show everyone he was right.
Par, we call it. Yeah. Passive aggressive retweet.
Thanks to the sounding board. That's one that they like to monitor.
Is it? Do they call it par?
They call our journalists all the time.
I do listen to them a lot,
So how's it going?
He tweeted about Draper. I didn't even see it at the time.
Pig's ass.
No, I checked in on Draper organically.
And I'm a supermodel.
And I was just told, looks like he might be sweet. Not sure till Thursday, but we're looking pretty good. So all I do is just get information and I pass it on when I can. That's it. I'm not looking at – you're manufacturing this. Manufacturing this.
Let's go to the guy who – Nick's just a pretty reserved sort of fella.
That's right.
How do you see the situation playing out? Do you feel as though they're both going about their work without worrying about the other?
I think they wouldn't have paid 1 second attention to each other. Yeah. Mate, I'd love to see. I think both of them have the alert set on their each other's tweets.
Do you actually have any alerts set? Have any either. I didn't know how to do it.
I only realised the other day how to turn off notifications. I was like, why do I keep getting these Airbnb pop-up things? Like, now I've got a watch that I wear. I don't need WhatsApp I take and Messenger I take. That's it.
Yeah, no, I can't.
And,
I turn off notifications.
Notifications when anyone buys a Rashi.
Yeah. I did notice on the weekend. Yeah. So they must be looking for a bit of a sales bump because, of course, you know what you do? Your kids are out playing junior footy at the moment. It's getting a bit cold. Mm. You know, the perfect thing to do is put a sports nuts Rashi underneath the top.
Well, they're the undergarment.
Undergarment. There's some big news coming there. Someone tipped me off to something, actually. I can't reveal anything now because I don't want to ruin any plans, but there's some big stuff coming, I reckon.
Yeah, right.
I've heard some things.
Is it the stuff I was showing you the other day?
All right, why don't we get stuck in, Zave? I think you're top of the ladder again.
Let me get my phone up. All right, Sydney Swans. Okay. Hey, just quickly, I saw, it's still Sydney-related, Kane Corns tweeted, who is the... biggest star who's not a star of the competition. Will Haywood was the player he originally had. Will Haywood's a very good footballer.
I love Will Haywood.
Very good footballer. But, real, I reckon Dockers get him this week. The last 6 weeks the Swans have played, other than the Giants in the slop, which if you're going to play the Giants, would you rather a hard deck or a sloppy one?
Sloppy. And they lost Tom Green in the first 5 minutes.
How
is your son, by the way? Is he okay?
He's going to miss a month, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up? Only like a week.
No, I think he's okay, isn't he?
Okay.
Is that just between father and son?
Yeah. When he was crying on my shoulder at the hospital on Saturday night and we thought his career was done, and he was in there on me, and I was like, mate, not on the new shirt. Take the tears elsewhere. It's funny, a week ankle injury. I've always said there's no such thing as a 1 week ankle injury. So I'll watch this space. So you remove the Giants in the slot minus Tom Green. Sydney's 5 weeks prior. Hawthorne, Suns, Eagles. Ooh. Richmond.
Oh.
Essendon. Oh. Who, don't get me wrong, Essendon are on a nice path and we're done beating them around for a little bit.
It's not a murderous row, is it?
That is the softest 6 weeks of football
instead of Essendon, it's literally the easiest possible row.
Correct, it is.
Oh, apart from GWS, of course.
But in the slot. I honestly reckon if the midfield get on top of the Swans this week, they're in trouble with Freo. But Will Haywood was the one I had to touch on. Kick four again. in the wet, they've just got those players that just pop up.
I love him. I love his size. I love his mark. He's
but
great
is, that,
in the
is
air.
That reliable enough to
nah,
go forward?
No, he's never been consistent. He's,
no, but for
but
Sydney as
a
whole,
a four or three.
Sydney as a whole, is that what you're going into September thinking? Gee whiz, if we we'll get three or four out of Haywood.
Well, I think they go by the whole this today. We might get three out of Logan. Today we might get three out of Amati. Today we but might I get think, three out of Isaac.
Yeah,
King.
And they can count on getting four out of the midfield.
Someone's going to step up.
Did you watch the game?
Oh, I watched most of it.
Where
yeah.
does Heaney poll? He could have kicked a few more goals, which was handy for me. But
he might be starting to just poll on being Isaac Heaney.
Good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch this space. They've had a really, really soft 6 weeks.
Errol and Warner with it too, right?
Yeah.
Are we doing ladder again?
Yeah, you're Geelong.
You and the ladder.
You can go whatever you want.
Okay.
That's your,
I'll go the ladder on this one. Okay, so Geelong, your mate Tom Hawkins, first time ever he has gone goalless in four straight games, ever.
Yeah, I mean, I went through it last week. You're in three in a row.
Yeah. Remarkably consistent. So if you want to look at the positive side, you're like, wow, that's amazing when you've played 354 games. So this week he will equal Joel Selwood as the all-time leading games played for the Cats.
Yes.
355.
Correct. And it's Port Adelaide on Friday night.
Oh, brilliant.
Which was meant to be the record. And then he sat out for a week. So,
that's in Geelong too.
Yeah, down at Geelong
and
Friday night.
Where's next week?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Don't tell me they're playing in Darwin.
Is that ever strange to reconcile? Just like two blokes you went to school with.
No, I didn't go to school with Joel. I taught him everything he knew, though.
Oh yeah, no. two mates and now like the
so the
know,
following
the most games ever. Crazy
I was right. Guess where they play the following week?
Not Darwin.
Darwin against the Gold Coast Suns on a Thursday night.
This is where you want to set the record.
That is so... He might get the rest.
Who have they got after that?
He might get the rest because then they're back at Geelong against the Giants on a Saturday, aren't they?
Yeah.
He's going to get
the
rest.
That could be it, but I thought the Friday night was...
Mark it down. He's going to get the rest. He's not going to Darwin.
I don't know. In fairness to Tommy, he's been one of the most unselfish players ever. And I reckon the Cats could probably give him a couple of easy ones to get him going. He's obviously in a bit of a rut.
Yeah, help him out.
Jeremy Cameron going up the ground and getting lauded for how well he's playing. Well, it also just leaves him taking on extra defenders in defence. So when you're out of four men, you've got two.
Should we do
I don't know. I just feel like find him, look for him early and get him going. He would do it to his teammates.
Do we do the where does he sit or is that next week? Because I've got some names.
Oh, we'll go.
We probably haven't got the time now. How long have we got, Joshy?
About 10 seconds.
Nah, we haven't got the time.
Save it.
Yeah, I'll save it.
Give me one curveball, one toughie.
Enright.
Hawkins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll get to the others next week.
Yeah. How many flags have you got? Three.
Yeah. Okay. Hawks, 5 years has been unbelievable.
GWS, am I alone in thinking, I was a little bit shocked at the 3 weeks for Brown? It just seemed like he copped it. And it does always seem like, you know, if we're going to hang, draw and quarter someone to make a statement, it's going to be a Callum Brown type. It's not at a big club and he's not a huge name. But that one just seemed like the ball bounced weird and it was like a split second.
Have you watched it in real time?
Yeah, it was nothing.
When you
watched
it in real time, you're like, I don't know how he can get 3 weeks for that. Like,
no.
Because it happened so quickly and it was a genuine attack on the
footy.
And
the ball just bounced a slightly different way and he had to then adjust and tuck.
And also, and we've probably got lawyers and stuff that listen to us, and I was saying to you on air the other day, there's that eggshell case like where he might hit me in the head like that, and I get nothing. Like, I get up straight away.
Yeah.
But he hits McCartan, who's
history
susceptible
sort of
to concussions.
Jeez, his cheekbone?
Yeah, no, but Joe, mate, like, it's funny how different heads take different... Hit him hard, I get it. Yeah. But it was just so quick, fly by.
Yeah, well, my head fractured and I wasn't concussed. Yeah. And the teeth got all knocked out and I wasn't concussed.
I would argue that you're still concussed.
I think it's because my brain's so large, it's just no wiggle room in there.
Yeah, it's still bouncing. It hasn't stopped.
Speaking of eggs...
Swelling.
Have you ever tried to squash one?
You can't.
You can't?
No.
You can't.
Have you tried from top to the bottom? Yeah, no.
No, even if you just put it in the fist and squeeze it as hard as you can. You cannot do it.
Yeah, I know you can sort of push it down from the top. You put it on a table and just like push from the top.
Can't do it there either?
Yeah, can't do it there either.
Until it slides and then you smash it.
Yeah, egg everywhere.
But no, surprised by the 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But the result of McCartan... not playing is...
Yeah. It sort of plays into everything that Hamish Frazier was saying. It's like, oh, we don't suspend people based on the outcome except when we do.
Yeah, but you're cooked. As soon as there's a sub off, you just know you're not coming.
That's a significant out for them.
He's been a good player.
McCartan.
Both had different dimensions to the club, but
McCartan's a big loss.
For Hamling, is he... What's he doing? I know he was out 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at, actually. It's worth a look.
You can never find out how to find the state league stats on this app.
Mate, what app?
Just go to
Footy Live.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Okay, I'm giving you a lesson right now. Yeah, so up the top there, and then you just hit VFL. You roll in here and you hit Sydney Swans. I'm doing this live for you.
Are they going to try and do it? Okay, here's an aside one. If they do the National Reserves, which is probably going to happen, they're going to try and call it the VFL, aren't they?
I think it'll change the national.
Well, At the moment, the VFL is an East Coast competition.
AFL 2 or something.
Something like that.
AFL 2.
Yeah. I would have thought so.
There'll be people in a room right now having a marketing discussion.
Melbourne Footy Club, Clary Oliver, 31 touches, 40% offensive side of the ground.
31.
But I think 41% was whatever it was in the front third. I want to ask about Van Rooyen. How are you seeing him tracking at the moment? Mm. He's kicked 9 goals for the year. The highest amount of marks he's had in a game is 4 this season.
I think he's too young, he's 21, too inexperienced, in too good of a team to be that basically the only target that matters.
But there was a stat
if you're
last
up
night,
against them, that's all you're worried about, right? Don't let Van Rooyen kick 4.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're doing that.
Well, who else is there?
But there was a stat last night that when he's targeted, he's the best in the conversion
Couldn't
rate from when
be.
He's targeted to actually getting
he's
a take, score.
The highest amount of marks is 4 marks of the season.
Yeah, so that's why they just need to
low
sort of
sample
find
size.
Him more. Yeah,
very low sample.
What's the one? Was that?
Yeah, he's had a kick to him 6 times.
He's got that goal where it like bounced off his head and then bounced off his leg.
That's
you know,
right.
And then went over
his head or something. Yeah, that's right. So Van Rooyen, so Melbourne Footy Club, but then what do they do? He's not really a great option going forward.
Well, they need another forward to pair with
So they
him.
Can't win it with him?
Yeah, they can win it with him. They could piece it together.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Can Melbourne piece it together?
If they can get the Clary piece right. I mean, was that Clary's best game of the year?
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
And even that, he was fine.
So we talked about it last week.
Low clearance numbers.
Whether
and
you
good contest.
Put him into pasture for a month, let him get some reps, and then bring him back. And then they decided to obviously back him in again.
Yeah.
It seemed to work out pretty well.
I think so.
How was Fritsch, the finish?
That was an unbelievable goal. Who was the defender for Adelaide who just half took his foot off the...
Yeah, he let him get past him.
Took his foot off the boil, thinking he was going to go out of bounds. Yeah.
Could you ever imagine, like, if you're a kid, you kick the goal of the year, maybe one of the goals of the year, and a match-winning goal at the same time?
That's good, eh?
That's so good.
That is good.
Hamling played on the weekend.
Well, there you go.
But I think he might have kicked 3 goals.
Fight forward.
I just had a party put in my calendar.
Yeah, he's kicked
Taylor
3
Swift
goals.
Party with normal crew, June 2. So if anyone wants
Why
to
is it a Taylor Swift party? What's happening?
You dress up.
She's doing a new concert?
No, you, yeah, yes.
you dress up as Taylor Swift.
It'll be a Taylor Swift concert at our place.
Which era are you going to do?
We need pictures.
I'm an OG.
Oh, yeah.
Favourite song.
So a little sundress and a guitar.
Something like that. I might go as the easy one, Travis or something.
Yeah, everyone would do that.
I might not. I'll go.
That was Travis's brother in the mask at the Super Bowl.
That's good. That's really good.
Don't mind it.
I like that. Essendon. Okay, so this is Max Lawton's work. So shout out to Max from Fox Footy. He does some really nice work, particularly with numbers. So Essendon are 5th after 8 rounds. I just swerved off the ladder, by the way.
Don't mind it.
Sure,
5th after 8 rounds. They are 5-2, which is way above what we expected. Speaking of expected, have you heard of expected scores?
Yes.
It's a number that Champion Data run, basically. And what they do is they work out where...
I love Champion Data, but this is going to be outrageous.
It's going to be outrageous. But where your shots are coming from, how the distance, the place on the ground,
the likelihood
of these goals going through or being missed.
Well, at least it's...
Now, based on this, they work out who should and who shouldn't have won games.
Oh, I like that.
So it's almost like... Yeah. If the luck factor.
It's based on scoring shots. With that amount of scoring shots in those positions.
For example, Harry Mackay, last year missing from the top of the goal square and stuff, they would be credited 6 points for that typically.
Yeah, correct.
So what they suggest is that Essendon should have lost to the following. Hawthorn by 4 goals, even though they won. St Kilda, the Western Bulldogs, West Coast, and they should have lost the draw against Collingwood.
Right.
So they say that they should be 1-7.
Right.
Instead of 5-2 in a draw.
I'm checking the ladder.
Which is crazy because, to me, that's a pretty significant gap. You might say, well, maybe they're just really accurate. Maybe they're just really good at kicking. Apparently, according to Max's other stats, they're not particularly accurate. But on those particular days, they were far more accurate
than their opposition.
97% of those ones that didn't, that scored when they shouldn't have.
Like Stringer's first goal against Collingwood on Anzac Day, the one that just like swung back in beautifully from 50
it's
junction.
It's that sort of stuff. Now, so are we seeing, are Essendon actually any good? Or are they getting a little
Okay.
Are they getting a little bit lucky? Does their record flatter them?
Well, you make your own luck.
I apologise to Bombers fans. They do cop it on this podcast.
No, not from me.
Well, no,
we're on board.
What was Darcy Parrish's socks doing on the weekend?
Socks down. Did we start that? Did we actually start that? Because I noticed that, like, Nick Martin brought it up in the interview we did on Triple M.
There we go. Good West Australian, probably.
Well, unless you're like me and you're punting on it, you wouldn't have noticed it.
Did you start that, though?
Of course I would have. I said it pre-game as well. Socks down, we all get on.
But it's a thing. People are talking about it.
I can't help that, mate.
He's a man.
I'm helping people.
Fremantle, good win on the weekend. So, Jai Amos. Yeah. Every time I say it, I think I'm saying
it. No, you got it right.
Amos. Yeah. Jai Amos. So, Justin Longmuir came out after and he's ropeable about how he's been treated. Umpires need to be more vigilant? Does Amos just need to bulk up more? Do his teammates need to look after him? Or is it all of a combination of
the we talked a bit about this morning. So the initial approach to the umpires in the AFL came after Gather Round.
Yep.
There was a couple of incidents against Carlton, Jacob Weeder and a couple of other players.
But what are they doing?
They would say it's a lot of holding off the ball stuff.
The contest, sort of
knocking them out of the way.
On the weekend, Josh Tracy mark, the really good mark he took off the back. In the background, you can see someone's just clean Amos off the line.
Just gets leveled.
Just well early.
Ball's coming in, right of wrestling, throw
but
to
is
the
it
ground,
the difference
stuff.
To any
well, no,
other
he came
forward.
Off his line, no. yes.
And so what Longmuir is saying, I think, is that defenders will do whatever they can within the rules.
And maybe I've got my defensive hat on.
If the whistle doesn't go, it's fair game, right?
Play on.
So what he's saying is they're seeing Amos as this highly talented forward with a bit of craft.
Yeah.
He's really clever. Mm. How do you beat this kid? Well, he's pretty small and he's pretty skinny.
So we'll just
ragdoll him. So what he's saying is the ragdolling is going too far. He needs to be protected a little bit.
Mm.
So I could see his point of view. I can also see the other side where I'm like, if you're the opposition now, you're not going to stop, are you? You're like, well, this is clearly getting in their head a little bit.
Of course. But even that, he's skinny.
So
like, why wouldn't you do it?
So my question is, what happens on Friday? Do we come out and do we see the first couple of contests?
Correct.
Do we see them go, right, free kick, Jai Amos? And then so his opponent, let's say it's Joel Hamling or whoever plays on him, goes, oh, okay, well, I better pull back.
Tell you what, that would be a good matchup, Hamling on Amos, to be like.
Yeah, probably played a lot on each other at training.
Yeah. If I was Amos, I wouldn't want to be near the defender. He needs to keep moving more. Just keep that spot. Like, is it an advantage for Amos to be close to his defender or with a gap with speed and craft?
Yeah, I think when it comes to those, the high balls coming in and the wrestling, he's got no game there.
That's right. So he doesn't want to engage in that.
But the other ones, when you're on a lead and you're getting sort of knocked around on the lead, those are the ones I think are definitely.
The ones where they're running off the line to take him out.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it, so I'd have to see the vision.
Sounds like a coach. Well, I haven't seen it.
Have you seen them, though?
I've seen it, yeah.
Where?
I looked up for him yesterday. I was working.
Well, send them to me.
Okay, I'll send you a couple.
And I'll tell you if they're any different than
just
any
look
other
up. Board. You'll find the highlights of Tracy's mark, and you see it in that one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gold Coast Suns. So you guys were over at the start of the year. Gold Coast, dear, my come and kiss me, baby. Oh, they've got a stacked midfield. Who? Who? Who's their stacked midfield?
Oh, Matty Rowell's.
They're midfield. Who?
Coming into the weekend, Matty Rowell would have been close to All-Australian.
Mate, who is their midfield?
Noah,
mate, their midfield is not as good as any. They're not a top 12 midfield. Stop saying they've got this stacked midfield. They don't have a stacked midfield.
I don't think we
said that. No. You're saying the commentary and stuff. Oh, the stacked midfield. Everyone's got a good midfield. They're not stacked.
No.
So where's their improvement? Like, Matt Rowell is a tough player. Anderson's a nice player. Tuke Miller was a good player.
Mm.
Wits is a ruckman. Like,
Hardwick's got to lean into this. He's got to go, right, we suck. We're really young. I'm going to go
They
even
got
younger.
Their asses handed to them yesterday by Neil, Dunkley and McCluggage. All huge.
Zorko.
It might have been the top of the most unwatchable games of the
season.
It
was pretty clear what happened there, right? So Brisbane gets like those three early injuries.
Yeah, park the bus.
Debutant running on. That's what I wanted to ask you, right? Parking the bus. They're like, let's hold the ball up to take a bit of air out of this because we've got no players. Shouldn't that be harder to do than it was?
Mate, wait. I'm going to get to the tagging stuff later.
Yeah.
But Lachie Neal goes in with 24 touches, a Joel Brownlow medalist at half time.
Yeah, and like 10 marks.
What are they doing?
It was mad to. Like, couldn't you get man up closer?
But just really quickly.
But it was a combination of parking the bus and a team who is no good on the other side who can't figure out how to get around.
I just thought it was amazing. They should have ran out of gas. There's
so
no
who's,
way they
their, who's their good line, Gold Coast? Is it defence?
No.
Is it the forwards?
No.
Is it the midfield? Like, is their midfield better than Sydney?
No.
Suns? Sydney Giants?
No.
Melbourne?
No.
Fremantle?
No.
Port Adelaide?
No.
Carlton?
No.
Collingwood?
No.
They're not. Brisbane Lions? No, we learnt that yesterday. Would you put West Coast near them?
If Yo's healthy, probably healthy, not Yo, that far Joe. Off, yeah.
I just West Coast Derby, West Coast, you're putting it.
I just blew my lid yesterday when they were saying that, oh, it's a stacked midfield.
Jeez, he's off the Suns.
Yeah.
No, well, I was off him with the prediction, remember?
We worked out they probably should have won 14 games. They're the easiest draw in the world. Their draw is unbelievable.
Mm. Where are they now?
Saying that they're very good at home.
I think they beat those
teams. They could just play at home all the time.
Well, they won 4, lost 4.
Okay, moving on to...
Percentage of 95.
Carlton. Okay, so let's just have a think about that last play where Nick Dacos came through, kicked the winning goal. Probably the player on the field that you'd have to pay the most attention to, right?
Yeah.
So you would have seen that play a bunch of times. Yes. You would have looked at it.
Fair finish, by the way. We underselling how good a finish that was. That is a hard kick on the right running the boundary.
As soon as he got it, though, I knew it was going. Didn't you know it was going through?
Oh, if he straightened and went drop punt, but that is a tough kick. Like, that is so hard.
Whose fault? Is it Chera? Is it Walsh? Is it Michael Voss? Is it no one's fault and Dacos is a freak? How do we pin this?
An element of freak, but there's no way he should have been running through the... No.
Yeah.
I know that the ball went in the air and maybe there was conversation. They thought someone had it or whatnot. But if you're on Nick Dacos, if you get beaten by, and I know McCreary...
Forward 50 stoppage with
minutes
seconds ago.
So if a McCreary, who I know was off, or a Shields or someone like that around there, kicks a goal, you'd think that your structures, you got set up, someone's there or whatnot. You write up everyone's ginger to start with because it's locked down and get it done. But if they get it, you probably tip your hat a bit and go, well, something... But it's Nick Dacos. Like, it's you don't want to get beaten by what you know.
It's the most obvious thing that could happen.
Is that John Ralph? You learn at some point in your journalism career not to get involved in when it's actually like footy and like lineups and who should be accountable for who.
Well, that's why
you just stay in your lane. Just stay a little bit out of there.
Because I can watch that and go, oh, what was Chera doing? But I'm like, was he doing the wrong thing or was he just trying to make a play?
Walsh was on him, but
Walsh as well.
Walsh is the other one.
Like, he thought he was going to win the ball. It's like, mate.
Typically, too, you'd have a winger there, but maybe they went late, like lock it right down completely.
Sometimes it's just luck, right?
Yeah, well, there's an element of luck when the ball fell into his path and bounced straight up perfectly. Well, that's luck.
Yeah.
But what's not luck is the fact that he had 5 metres on his opponent.
You're saying somebody else beat us, not Nick Dacos.
Well, yeah.
Because he's the most likely person to
beat us. And a little bit more arse. Like, say the ruckman gets it and snaps it in the air and it goes through. You're like, well, the only person that could have planned for that is the ruckman who was beaten.
The expected score was saying that was going to miss.
Yeah, but that's it. You go into that stoppage thinking the number one thing we can't let happen here is Nick Dacos get space, run through.
Yeah, watch your blocks, watch your trades. Like, there's so many things. And you're so far out too, so maybe they did. I couldn't handle, maybe they're looking to bounce back and score the other way.
I think that's,
I'm like, at what world are you thinking that?
No. You're in the opposition forward line.
You're 50 metre clearance from starting to think about
that. Well, let's slide straight into Collingwood and the Dacos appreciation. So there's a weird, like, he's only 21, but it's like people have got bored of him already, like at the level he plays at. And there are games where he can have 35 and it's like, it's a ho-hum game. Yeah. But then when there's games like that where it's, you know, game on
the
line.
So I thought him getting votes in the Anzac medal wasn't right.
No.
No, he probably wasn't there.
He was nice. But I can't stand people whacking Nick Dacos. Like, the stuff he's done is incredible. But you're right, some of those games he gets patted on the back when you're like, well, why do you get that pat on the back? But then there's also games where you're like, hang on, no one else had 30 tonight.
Yeah.
And he ran around and found 30 somehow.
Yeah. Mm. And he had 15 contested possessions on the weekend.
That'd almost be his career
most
high,
on the ground.
That would almost be a career high.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of... No Mitchell, no DeGoey. We talked about it last week. He's going to have to step up because, I mean, the other guys are.
And he just goes, okay.
Well, even the two as well that went in to help and, the chunky, strong.
Sullivan.
Forwards like McCreary would pop in for a couple. Lockie Shields would pop in for a couple. Like, they're not there either now.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, there's no Mitchell, no DeGoey, no Shields, no McCreary. Mm. They're bone thin.
That Shields thing was interesting. They would have been teammates for a few years. Just punched Blake Acres in the back of the head.
He aimed sort of shoulder blade area, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he was aiming to punch him square in the back of the head.
I saw
the benefit.
Because I didn't see the incident when we spoke about it on Saturday night.
You are. You're taking in, turn into coaching. You haven't seen any of these incidents.
So when I was asked about it on air, I was like, that sounds about right. Yeah, no, one week about right. Then I went back and I was like, it looks bad, but it's not a king hit like a red on some toy.
He must have said something. He must have picked his spot well, Akers, with whatever he said to him.
Well, he shoved him first.
Yeah, if there's a little shove, it's not a...
Yeah.
Just let that go.
Yeah. Let's go to Hawthorn off the back of a win.
Oh, boy.
What?
Hawthorn.
Oh, yeah. So Hawthorn, I've got to tip my hat to their skipper, James Sicily. I know that people think that. Did you see the wizard come out and say, I scared him?
Yeah.
With my response.
He's jumping around.
Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't detract from what Big Sicily did, because one, he dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
Two, he's rolled his ankle so seriously he had to go play forward.
Yeah.
The way I knew he was on was when he had the Bulldog player in a headlock and fought for about 2 minutes early in the game. Yeah. He was just fighting. And I was like...
Was it Libba?
Yeah, I think it was. Was it Libba?
Yeah.
I was like, no, Sicily is on today.
Good day.
He was on...
He had the full package.
It was back, but he needs to be... And it sounds stupid. And we get suspended too much. And Sam Mitchell would be like, mate, stop getting suspended. But if he's not on that edge...
He's no good.
He's
okay.
But when he's on the edge... And he could accidentally murder someone on the field.
That's when he's at his best. That's when he's good. You got the full package. He pushes through that injury.
Yeah, incredible to push through the injury too.
Two injuries. Kicks a goal. And also loses the plot a couple of times.
Yeah. So that's great. You got to lose the plot. But also even the little wizard missing the goal. Oh. Old Sis could have just hit him with, like, the handball could have just hit him on the chest.
Yeah.
He said he missed the handball.
And still blamed.
So nothing would have happened if that handball had hit. Yeah. But in a solid tip of the hat to Deary's young boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I remember speaking to Sam Mitchell about him, because Paul Deer used to own the Lakes Entrance Hotel where I grew up.
Oh, right.
So know the family well. And I asked Mitch about him, and he goes, mate, is that kid who turned up, like, he's not going to get drafted.
Yeah.
But in drills, he'd always get the ball. And you're like, oh, we don't want him getting the ball. Like, stop getting the ball. Because of the uncanniness of those early leaps he was doing.
Yeah,
The turnover, the pack mark, bit of stuff in the ruck.
It's just a bit of a natural
I just thought it was really good to see him kick a couple. Obviously, his dad passing not long ago as well. So that was a serious but a good moment for
him. He spoke really well after the game.
So is his mum. Yeah. His mum does some wonderful stuff.
Great
too.
Kid. Let's talk about the Bulldogs then.
Yeah.
Quickly, let's get the Libba stuff out
of the way. Did you see the start of that game?
Yeah, I saw the whole game.
It was three goals to nearly in 180 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. So Libba, it felt like watching like a prize fighter at the end of his run.
Did he look like he was a bit concussed early too in that tackle?
Like those late when Muhammad Ali had those couple of late fights against that dude.
Yeah, he looked glazed.
Came back on, got another hit, stayed out there again. I'm like... Yeah. What is happening here? Because it doesn't look good. I'm not saying they're doing anything untoward.
Absolutely. And that doctor at the Doggies has been there forever. So
and
he would know.
I remember seeing the conversation,
really.
The doc's talking to him, and I'm pretty sure Libba was mouthing, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, and you can imagine.
I'm right.
I don't think you're fine, mate.
Having seen a lot of Libba interviews and stuff, you can imagine it'd be line ball trying to tell if he was concussed or not.
No, but obviously supporting Hawthorn yesterday, when he got tackled early or hit early, really early, he got up and took a few deep breaths.
Yeah.
And he looked a little bit glazed over. Yeah. I reckon something's happened then early in the game.
Yep.
Fine, kept going. And then he copped another one. And
because the more hits you're getting, it doesn't take as much to have an impact.
Well, I've got no idea about that. But anyway, I did see the prize, the reference of the prize fighter. I was like, yeah.
Bevo. Look, I don't like putting coaches under the pump. I think he is genuinely under the pump.
Oh, I think you'd think he would be too.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, he should call it.
And
soon.
I don't even know.
Oh, hang on.
Whoa.
Well, no, I think he should probably get ahead of it. Like, it's going to get worse for him as it goes on.
Yeah, right.
If he should do a hard week.
Oh, just can't turn the sausages anymore.
Yeah, I can't really. Like, we've been
run out
been
of
back
ways.
Here a lot of times. Like, I think this group needs fresh voice. And then he can bounce into another job more easily.
Well, if you wanted to see a tough month on the horizon.
What do they got?
So, Richmond this week. Okay? Yeah, okay. So that's okay. You breathe.
It is okay. But it's also like the Hawthorn game.
Danger.
Yeah. If you trip up on those ones, that's worse.
So then it goes Giants at home.
Oof. What? Hold on. At GWS?
Yeah, sorry. Giants at GWS. Oof. Then it goes Sydney. Mm. Then it goes Collingwood.
Oh.
Then it goes Brisbane. Oh, then it goes Dockers.
Far out.
Bevo, I'd be calling the press conference tomorrow.
The Dockers again.
Just
played them.
That's a tough run. I think that he bought himself some time with a win a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that I'd be most concerned about.
I'm a Bevo man, so I'm not going to pot him.
It's the inconsistency of the performances. Mm. I think that's what gets boards and that's what gets supporters the most frustrated. Yeah. When you're like, geez, we can be this on this day and then we can be that the next time.
Well, they scored goals in clumps too, really quickly.
Yeah.
He's like, so then they
English
switched,
was really good.
They switched off.
Bont was good.
English was okay. English got a lesson. Kits taught to him early. Meek, first half, killed English.
Yeah. Meek's having a Lloyd was all right. Good year.
I'm going to call my next kid Lloyd.
So I don't know. You're going to call your kid Lloyd?
What if it's a girl?
Actually, funnily enough, Lloyd so, there's a young kid running around called Russell.
Yeah, we know many young Russells.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I love it. Young Russ.
Yeah. Rusty.
Don't know who was telling me. Their mate Russell was coming over. Young Russell.
We used to have a Russell at school. We called him Russell the Love Muscle.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a good fella. Yeah. He liked it.
West Coast up the list. One of the benefits of West Coast being able to like compete now is that younger players actually get a chance to show something and develop and grow. There's one you want. One I want to add to the list of, you know, potential good longer-term players, and that's Jack Williams.
Okay.
On the weekend, 3 goals, went into the ruck.
He's shown something this year.
He's starting to show something. And that's again, like, he's a key forward, so they take a few
years. He's 200 centimetres, which surprised me. I thought he was running around at like a 194.5.
Big boy.
Yeah, no. 200.
So he, I don't know, I was impressed enough on the weekend that I thought, well, they'll show something. And but that he couldn't have done that in a side that was playing like West Coast were playing last year.
Mm.
But everyone else starts to lift a little bit. It's not all, you know, life or death every time the ball comes to you.
And if Oscar Allen was fit, he might not have had the opportunities he's had this year. So
he wouldn't have. But he would have Jake Waterman.
No, exactly. Yeah. So
does Oscar Allen come back in the side?
It's a silver lining in that space too. I was talking to, I think it was Adam Papalia. We were on the way out of Optus the other night. We said, there's going to be a summer where Jack Williams comes back and he's put on 10 kilos of muscle.
Yeah,
he's going to be a monster.
Well, it's like
Darcy. He's got the frame for it.
Off the Bulldogs, that's what Darcy needs to do.
Yeah,
put that solid. Amos needs to do that as well.
Well, I was talking about, I mean, they were his draft year. There were 3 key forwards out of WA. It was Amos, JVR, and Williams. And I remember talking to one recruiter who kind of wasn't sold a little bit. He's like, they were all kind of line ball, but I'd maybe say
club?
Williams. East Freo, I think.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so he just sort of said, I feel like he might be the one. And then, yeah, 2 years on, probably
he's more
should have taken
Amos.
But,
more of your old school forward, right? It's like sort of, rather than the creative.
Yeah,
Amos
is
a bit, I can do it on the ground. I can sort of be a bit creative. Van Rooyen's a flyer. But Williams is sort of, if he was from the mid-90s, he wouldn't have been that surprised.
Yeah,
you know? Just that last goal was slick.
Oh, yeah, the one out of the
Williams.
Bing, bing, bing. Yeah. It was bloody good.
Yeah. That was really nice.
That's craft. Crips.
That's craft.
How do they address the Crips thing?
I don't think
I think Simo's already addressed it.
Yeah.
Like, he would like to have that time back, but you know, you can't blame him.
Tell you what, if it was a final or something and you're competing at the top end of town and you haven't won anything, then I reckon you're in trouble.
How filthy was Jake?
Jamie Cripps does the hard work. He knows he cocked it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Yell at him and say you're an idiot? Well, yeah, he's done a lot of stuff that he hasn't.
Did you see Jake Waterman's face? It was so filthy.
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of work that he hasn't got the pat on the back from publicly.
Yeah,
internally, he's got so many points.
I think he's earned a pass.
I think he knows. He'd probably be hard enough on himself.
Correct.
Right?
Of course he knows. Port Adelaide, let's talk about the Rosie disaster that happened at Port. So far this season, they've beaten St Kilda, Freo, Essendon, Richmond, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Got rolled by Collingwood, Melbourne, and now Adelaide, with Geelong away on the road this week without Rosie.
Mm.
You're not a Port man.
No.
And I reckon you're probably starting to be proven correct.
Well, I just think they're really good against the teams they should beat.
Yeah.
And then the teams that they're coming up against where it's a big game, I don't think they ever win those.
Forgetting
where the ladder sits currently after, 8 weeks, whatever it is. You'd expect them to beat Saints. You'd expect them to beat Freo at home. Mm-hmm. You'd expect them to beat Essendon. You'd expect them to beat Richmond. And you'd expect them to beat West Coast.
Yeah.
You wouldn't expect them to beat Collingwood, and you wouldn't expect them to beat Melbourne and Adelaide in a derby, in a showdown.
I find them, you know how like you struggle with tips, like which teams? Yeah. I never struggle with Port.
You just look at the ladder.
Yeah. I just go, all right, well, are they a better team? Yeah, they'll beat them. But are they coming up against a Geelong or a Collingwood? No, they're not going to beat them.
Yeah.
It's the easiest team to tip in the world.
It showed on Thursday night. Yeah, we say who are their best 5 players. Mm. Now, Zach Butters, credit to him, tries his ass off, had 33 disposals, I think it was.
Yeah.
But ran himself into trouble a lot, tried to fly through stoppages all the time, because you feel like if he's not doing it, it's such a dower. I mean, Horne Francis, no one can give an honest opinion where Horne Francis
sits. I don't know where he is.
No one can.
I go from
you love
thinking,
him.
This guy's got it, and then I just go, he disappears for a quarter.
Well, then you get the old, ice spins, and then you get, he's the best player ever, and you're like,
five-minute burst that turns the game.
It's the worst opinion. You can't get an opinion on him, but they are so one-dimensional without Rosie that Butters has to do it. Like, he was trying to bounce with it, got run down a few times, fumbled it a few times, wobbled a few,
and he knows
trying to do
he's
going to
get smashed
everything.
The next month, too, because if Rosie's not there, there, they're all just going to go, we'll just stop Butters, we'll win.
Oh, costly decision of playing.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay, so St Kilda, yeah, just enough to beat North. Jack Hayes really liked his position in the team. I thought he was big, strong, good chop out for Rowan Marshall. So we liked that. Two goals for him. He needs to stay in. Windhager, a little tip of the cap to one of our boys. Not been on him for quite a while. There's one who I think's going really well and one who I think might need a spell. The one who's going really well, what do you reckon in terms of in line for the Rising Star betting that Darcy Wilson is? Where should he be?
He should be the number one, right?
No, Harley Reid.
No, but Harley, Darcy Wilson's had more consistency. Harley Reid's had one or two unbelievable games.
Yeah, Harley Reid's best has been by far the best.
Yeah, but Darcy Wilson's been more consistent.
Okay, so
Harley Reid wouldn't want to.
If you were placing a market, what would you say? Reid should be what?
Well, if I'm talking about how I think they're actually going to vote, they'll vote for Reid.
What's the market?
I'd say
Harley $1.75.
Yeah, I'd say $2, so Harley Reid.
Reid's $1.30.
Is he $1.30?
Well, what do you reckon Wilson is?
I think he'd be 12s or something.
He's 15. Really? So he's on the fifth line of betting.
So I would have it $2.50 and
yeah,
$5.50.
I think that's
or
way. Yeah.
So there's no other draft day that's been this consistently good.
Well, McKercher's
got.
McKercher's
second, and Wardlaw is equal second, and then Sam Darcy, and then it's Wilson. So there's value there. He kicked 23 goals on the weekend, another 21 touches. He's ready, mate.
Running capability is crazy.
Elite wing, half forward. Yeah. Like he's brilliant. And he doesn't look flustered ever.
Nah.
He's like he just steps in and goes, yeah, this is fine.
I think we'll circle back to this draft class in 6, 7, 8 years, like we've done with the
Judd class.
Oh, no,
and
the Rosie class.
So can I just highlight, though, Matthias Philippou.
Oh. And Mitch Owens.
Yeah. Well, Owens, they're both playing a position which it can be hard to get a bit of form. Philippou's last four, he's had 10, 9, 11, and 5 disposals. He hasn't been subbed in any of them.
And Max King as well.
Yeah.
Put him in that bucket.
I just think Philippou needs a rest. This guy's high-end talent. I remember when they first did the draft, and I think St Kilda were pretty excited that they got him where they got him, and they thought this guy could be the best of them. I don't think that's looking that way.
So I think a little brother sent me something last night, over the last month or something. I can't quite get the numbers. But Owens and Philippou, they haven't had over 11 touches on either day.
It's a bit of a worry. Yeah. You need to get them involved.
On the other end of the spectrum, in Adelaide, we really like this guy, but I don't think we thought he would be going this well.
Our man Jake.
He's had 28, 10 tackles, 6 clearances on the weekend. 15 contested out of those 28, by the way, and won the medal.
He's approaching his jocks. The one that we've been the most right about was Dawson, right? Like, so we were on early.
But we didn't think Dawson was an inside midfielder
No, we didn't. But he's come off, like, it'd be like buying Apple shares at, like, you know, one cent.
Yeah, I was on, I got Bitcoin early days when it was, when I had 5,000 Bitcoins for 10
started
bucks.
At the right time.
Yeah. I reckon if we tracked it back, Saligo, I reckon we were on him after game one.
Yeah.
Maybe even before that. And I reckon he was the same. He's like a 2 cent share and he's just exploded.
Yeah. If he's a 2 cent share, where's he sitting now?
We bought a summer house.
Yeah, okay. Where's he ceiling?
Well, you got to give it a market. So let's say, I don't know, let's say Harley Reid shares are $10. Yeah. Let's market that at 10. I would say Saligo shares are in the sixes.
Right, okay.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I tend to. But what's his ceiling? Is he going to go?
Even if this is his ceiling, that's enough, right?
Yeah, no, but that's a one-off.
I don't know what his ceiling is.
It's been a whole month.
Yeah, a good month.
I don't know.
Is he above Laird?
Yes.
In terms of career ceiling?
No. Right now, the Magnets go on. Grand final day.
I think so.
He's getting more starts in the middle.
I think so.
So above Crouch.
Yeah.
Clear, and obviously not Dawson.
Yeah, his last 3 weeks before this, 23, 7 inside 50s, 8 score involvements, 31, 10 clearances, 27, 6 clearances.
Yeah.
Like, mate, if that's his ceiling, like...
Don't bark at me, mate. I got the 2 cent shares, too.
Yeah, just,
We all got it.
I'm just saying. Just trying to undersell.
But I'm just asking whether his ceiling, where his ceiling's
Why
at.
Why do you hate him?
No.
We just found out that you sold it. Sold it 10 cents.
This is where Nick will prove himself that he doesn't know. Go, what is his price for the Rising Star?
Exactly. Yeah.
Brisbane Lions. Sorry.
That's an old mate eating his Maccas on the way. He played 2 games.
Oh, mate.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have we seen anything like that?
I don't think so.
Starcevic in the warm-up calf.
Yep.
Oh, you can see when he runs over to the physio, you think, oh, that's bad news.
Yep. Mm.
Then, unfortunately, and I've heard on the news this morning, I don't know if they've tweeted any sense, you could almost tick the box of Link being an ACL. That just looked 100% ACL.
Looked 100% ACL.
Dizzy Gardner looked ACL.
Yep.
And it was John Brown, the commentary goes, there was no kid that turned up more tougher, more just one eye, this is what I'm doing, and I'm happy to do anything for him. So when he went down in a crippling mess of pain... Mm. You're like, that leg's broken or ACL snapped. And then Ainsworth got his knee to the head.
Yep.
There was one stage Charlie Cameron came off and had out or on the app, and they're like, sorry, bud, you're going again.
You've got to play.
Let's play two games.
That was when he was umpires. Stand the marks.
The Breville, the toaster, whatever it is.
So unfortunately, you tip your hat and you clap because that was a tough performance.
I think Fagan said it's one of the great club wins.
But that might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Now
that looked like
with four changes career.
Yeah. What was that Western Derby? Where it was like McGovern, Ryan.
Oh, last year
they all went down. Shuey went down, and they had started to sort of look half decent.
Well, they'd beaten Giants week before.
That's right.
So like back on that the debutant there, Logan Morris.
Yeah. Played a game
that's
already.
That's insane. So he played already in the VFL.
Yeah.
A full game.
Yeah.
Then he comes and he's at the ground just chilling. His parents happen to be in Brisbane to watch him play.
Eight Maccas on the way to the ground.
Yeah, eight Maccas. And then so Stasevich goes down. He gets, you're going to have to be the sub. We'll bring you on late. Don't worry about it. Might not even need you at all.
Also had to borrow
Ashcroft's boots.
Ashcroft's boots, which were two sizes too big for him.
So then like 3 minutes into the game, he's subbed on and he plays like the whole bloody game. And he kicked a goal. Good on him.
No, mate, I just tipped
you. Never to be like that. That's one of a kind.
Yeah. So can I just extend you for 1 minute? Because I want to go in a different curveball.
Extending the lines was paying $9.
Yeah, I know. But it just helps me touch on a topic that I'm going grey over and losing my absolute brains about these days. The AFL tag. A coach is now just absolutely trying to out-coach a game of football and think that their structures might upset the structure. I'll tell you what upsets the structure. Lockie Neal having 24 touches at half time and the game being done and dusted at half time. Zach Merritt kicking 3 goals and having 30.
Yeah.
That ruins your structure because you're chasing ass.
Yeah.
What is happening with an inability? How long are they going to let Caleb Sarong run around and have 30 to 40 and have 15 clearances?
It's very true.
How long are we going to let these best players of the competition have absolute field days and then sit in the press conference with their stats and go, inside 50s. Well, if you stop the prick that had 15 inside 50s, you might be in front. I don't get it. Get the worst player on your team and put them right up the ginger of the best player and call it an ill-all draw.
Yeah.
Rant over.
You got that one clipped up,
Josh. You swing a bit on your tagging
philosophy.
That's
going to do some work on the socials.
Oh.
Okay. You swing on your tagging
I've always
philosophy.
Been a tagger.
Well, Zave, you always say, let the other one have 30, 30, they both have 30.
Always been tagging.
Okay. Zave's going to have
a
cigarette.
No, that's why when I rate midfielders, like a Sam Mitchell v. Gary Ablett, I was always like, well, Gaz is going to have 35, but Sam Mitchell's a superstar. Just stop the one player who kills you. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's extending the extension.
God, I'm sweating now.
That's the chili strip.
Okay, Richmond. One quick shout-out. I do really like Tom Brown.
How long are we going to let Heaney have a field day?
Tom Brown, I do actually like.
He kicks it nicely.
Good kick of the footy. Really nice kick. Good size on him, too. Simple. They don't have enough winners across the board. They're okay in patches. Like, they looked okay for 5 minutes yesterday. It was like, oh, maybe. No, definitely not. They're 1-7. We know the path they're on. We talked about it. They're the next West Coast. Jump now. Act now. I think the record is doing it for them. So that's a small positive.
One win.
1-7. Okay. Now, I'm asking you this, and I think I know the answer personally. But if you're Richmond and Fremantle comes to you at the end of the year,
Richmond,
and they say, look, we had a quiet word to Shea Bolton, and he's quite happy. If you guys are happy, then we'll do the deal. I'm just saying. This is a hypothetical. Here's 3 first-round picks. Do you want them?
Yeah, they're picks 15-plus, aren't they?
Let's say they're picks...
Let's see what happens with Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide, Collingwood, and Fremantle.
At the moment, they're like pick 8, 11, and 13 or something.
But then you add Gold Coast 8 top 10s.
So you're saying
I don't know if there's that many.
You're still saying no.
I'm saying no.
I'm saying no as well.
I'm saying no.
What if one of those picks was a top 5 pick?
Then I'd probably say yes.
Oh, I think in all seriousness, I'd say 3's lovely, but if you need to get me 2 in the top 5. Two in the top 7.
I do think Shea's the one piece you can't move.
Two in the top 7, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not for bits and pieces, no.
Okay. So it's just a flat no?
I think so.
Okay. But
I also think he could be the best player in the competition.
I don't think you count in that team now.
No, not in that team. Yeah. So
if he's playing in the right team, if you put him in a team that's emerging...
Well, some of the things he's done this season has been incredible. But in a horrible
team. Imagine him in that Dockers team, though. Like, what they need and what he needs.
It's
over. Exactly what it needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give him the 3, take the 3.
Mm.
Don't we run out of steam for
Richmond?
Down the
Richmond and bloody North.
I was
going
to board him, but I thought I'll do the right thing. I'll let you guys have
the
boards.
We're going to North Melbourne, so I'll just say, like, is it Josh Smiley had a great game on the weekend. He's probably going to be the number one pick. Like, probably start thinking about how you fold him into your system.
Big-body midfielder?
Yeah, 192, 194.
I saw some highlights of it. He looked unbelievable. Yeah, I saw the tape going around.
You reckon they'd be happy with him?
Yeah, I think he's – well, I don't know. Still
don't.
Just no, keep what are you going to do?
No, don't. Just keep going. It was a gag. Just keep going.
Smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just direct them towards me.
I won't be watching Rhino's draft.
Oh, the Mardi Gras over there is just starting to catch up.
Yeah. But apart from that, I'm just going to bullet.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Come on. You wasted 40 seconds and then you bullet.
Well, what a last fake team. Bullet. That's also the last team, isn't it?
It's just a blood wound.
You haven't got any flesh left, wound. Have you? I try to give him a morsel.
When you bullet, you bullet.
Something, a little morsel to hang on to.
Oh, my God.
You got to bullet aggressively.
So what's next?
No, we're done.
That's us done.
Oh,
this has been a Hard Ball Gets AFL show.
We've
been a 2-minute warning for round 8. We'll see you next time.